Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, first off, what are the issues you as a group and the Lock the Gate Alliance, who is also involved in the hosting of this event, what issues have you raised against Wollongong Coal and Jindal Steel's eligibility to conduct business as a fit and proper person under the Mining Act?
Well, quite a few areas, actually, because really they're not fit and proper on a financial basis or on a technical competence basis, or on compliance basis. So there's quite a lot of areas that we've been speaking to Minister Roberts about, which he has the power to revoke their licence using this not fit and proper person clause within the Mining Act.
Mm. Would you be able to give us any specifics?
Yes, well, I think the one that's interesting in terms of their technical competence is, as part of longwall mining, with the approach they use in their mine, you actually go underneath the ground and use a machine, and the rock has actually collapsed on top of the machine, leaving that machine stranded in the mine. And they don't actually have enough money to retrieve that machine, which begs the question whether they have enough money for the rehabilitation program or if anything went wrong with the mine.
Mm. Now, obviously, this is happening in the area of Sydney's water catchment. So what are your environmental concerns about the project?
Well, the biggest one is actually the cracking of the swamps, which occurs above longwall mining. So longwall mining is designed deliberately to sort of collapse the rock behind the mining operation, which is quite deep underground, but it does create sort of cracks in the surface areas. And if there's a swamp in that area, ultimately over time, it basically gets drained and the swamp dies. And that swamp's really a critical part of the environmental water filtering process to ensure we have our high-quality water in our reservoirs.
Mm. Does this have health implications for Sydney siders?
The issue really with the health side of things is leaching of iron oxides and other natural materials that gets into the water because of the cracking, and then water starts going down through rocks instead of through the swamps, and that gets into the reservoir itself. But there's also the concern which New South Wales Water have raised of the actual reservoir losing millions of litres of water a day due to this cracking.
Mm. Now,
so that's the other side of it.
Mm. This weekend you have this lecture. The speaker is Ramesh Agrawal. Could you tell us a little bit about his history and his campaign against Jindal Steel, who are a majority shareholder in Wollongong Coal?
Yes, so it's a very interesting story, which is why we have invited him out so that people in the Sydney siders can hear the issues with one of the companies that actually, you know, mining in our catchment. So he was an internet cafe operator, and he had access to information which a lot of the local farming community didn't have. So when Jindal Power and Steel proposing to open a coal mine in the local area, they were taking land off the farmers, which they were not entitled to do. But by using his internet skills, or using his internet cafe, he was able to access information to inform the community as to what was going on and what their rights were.
Mm.
So that then led to him then putting in freedom of information requests, and ultimately they actually did stop the mine because they were in breach of their environmental conditions but also breach of their mining permits.
Well, obviously, a very, as I mentioned earlier, the Goldman Environmental Prize for Asia in 2014, very prestigious award for environmental concerns. So, obviously, a very prestigious speaker. Can you tell us a little bit more, the event, where and when will it actually be taking place?
It's on the Sunday afternoon, the 3rd of April, from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the Greenwich Community Hall, which is 46 Greenwich Road. And we will also have a couple of other guest speakers to support the message. One, Julie Shepherd, who knows an awful lot about longwall mining in our drinking water catchment, and Kay Osborne, who lives in Wollongong, whose community is actually impacted. affected by the day-to-day operations of the mine. And there's a chance that we may also have a speaker from the Environmental Defender's Office who was involved in the not fit and proper case that we're putting to Anthony Roberts.
Well, Sally, thank you very much. Best of luck with Elektra itself, and going forward, we'll have to see what happens.
Terrific. Well, thank you for having me on the program, and yes, we'd love to keep you up to date.
Absolutely.